Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Oklahoma Perspective. Glenn Mulready is Oklahoma's new insurance commissioner. He recently passed 100 days in the job. KRMG's Russell Mills talked with Mulready about several topics recently. On the list was how to protect your property in case of theft, also wind and hail insurance, and flood insurance, who needs it, and how to buy it. And finally, Mulready talked about what his focus in the office would be for the future.
And we are on with Glenn Mulready. The newly minted, we can still say it's been about 3 months. You've served your first 100 days as the insurance commissioner of the state of Oklahoma. Thanks for taking the time to chat with us.
Sure.
I was saying before we recording, my bad that I haven't talked to you earlier. So it's good to catch up with you. First off, first time in office, and I think this was your first even run at elected office. Am I right?
No.
Okay.
The first run of the insurance commission, but I've been a state representative for the last 8 years.
You know,
representing West Tulsa district.
Okay, so I should have known that. So you've been around the Capitol. You kind of know some ins and outs. You know some faces and stuff. But insurance commissioner, very different job from being a state representative. How is it going for you so far?
Yeah, thanks for asking. It's going real well. It's kind of nice. I was in the legislature for 8 years, but I've been in the private market in the insurance business for 35 years. And, you know, we have a part-time legislature, so I still had my insurance business back in Tulsa. But, it's nice to be able to come into a situation where you can, as I like to say around here, ask lots of questions and turn over rocks and then ask some more questions, but then to be able to make changes quickly. With the legislature, nothing happens quickly.
Boy,
and so,
isn't that the truth?
Yeah, it's been nice to see something and ask some questions. And why do we do that? And then get a response and learn, I think we should do that differently starting tomorrow. So that's been really fun to be able to make those kind of changes and, talk to your leadership team, talk to your managers and, okay, if nobody pushes back hard, we're starting this district tomorrow. So that's been fun.
So I got an email from your office a couple of days ago. It says, Mulready says, get ready. And I guess this is going to be like a new, weekly, monthly? It's a new column. I don't know if you have scheduled out exactly how often people are going to see it. But it's about, the basics of insurance that maybe a lot of people don't know. And I guess the number one thing is don't wait for disaster to happen to get ready for a disaster. Is that fair?
Yeah, it is. And actually, this will be part of a larger larger campaign. A couple of thoughts. Number one, my thinking is the insurance department's number one priority should be consumer protection. And I think part of that consumer protection, not only making sure that insurance companies are dealing in good faith with folks and abiding by the contracts that they have with them, but also that consumer education is a big part of that consumer protection. We were talking earlier, does the average person know that their homeowner's policy does not cover flood? So I think a big role for us is educating, and along those lines, my thinking is when it comes to insurance, it's a lot about getting ready. Whether you're talking about immediately here, our first part of this will be for getting storm ready. May is really storm season. And so we'll be launching this campaign Monday with a press conference. And so encouraging folks to get ready, to have an emergency plan, to do a home inventory before any storm strikes. And I love one of our pieces that we put it, it says we don't know the date or the name of the next storm. And so, but we try to prepare ahead of time. But then we'll carry that out further and talk about You know, I don't know whether, if you're talking about retirement or planning for retirement and getting ready for that, you know, that often involves life insurance or possibly some other insurance products. And so there'll be a theme that will carry out beyond May. May will be our storm ready season, but and then we'll have those articles, I think, that you saw to encourage folks to get ready. And of course, playing that off my name a little bit. So.
A little bit, but it's, you know, it works. All right. So you hit on a key concept there that I want you to go into a little bit deeper, and that is having a home inventory. What do you mean by that, and why is it important? How do people do it?
Yeah. So, you know, the emergency plan is number one. If there's different incidences, this is how we handle it in our home or in our business. You know, in fact, we're doing a tornado drill here at our insurance department office to just walk that through as part of the same get ready campaign. But the home inventory is just really taking inventory of what exactly is in your home. I was explaining this to my teenage sons last weekend. They're talking about this campaign, and you know, my 15-year-old just didn't quite get it. And I just to bring it home to him, I said, well, let's assume that tomorrow our home is totally wiped out. I mean, wiped out. There's nothing but a slab. I said, can you tell me exactly what's in your bedroom other than the clothes that are on the floor? And he, you know, it suddenly went home to him. Like, well, you remember this or that. And so I said, as you think of each room or even your the game room upstairs that you're, you know, we've got the big TV in. And I mean, you know, do you have in your mind exactly? So that's all that is documenting that, but it can be done. We've got some tools now that we've put up on our website. So you can either do it in paper. You can go around your home and take photos. Of course, it's so easy now too, even with your phone, to just shoot video, and you can talk while you're shooting that video. But then what we do is encourage folks to store that off site. Doesn't do any good if you have that home inventory
right
in your home and your home gets wiped out. So
right,
either in the cloud or at a safe deposit box, but storing that offsite in the event of a problem or a claim or disaster.
So especially, you know, big ticket items, you know, appliances, electronics, also jewelry, just anything to document that, yes, I own this, and yes, this is part of my property loss, rather than just, you know, taking a wild ballpark figure, well, I think my house was worth this much, and your insurance company is going to go prove it.
Right, right. And often, you know, we don't tend to, I mean, some people do, but most people aren't saving receipts for every little thing that they purchase in some very well-documented place or file. And so it is helpful to have that in the event of a claim, and you can clearly see or show that you had documented by the inventory of, yes, that was a 70-inch TV. It wasn't a 32-inch TV, and it was this brand. And, you know, so that's what you're doing, too, is making it a little easier for yourself and the insurance company from getting in any sort of tip over exactly what your property was worth.
And by the way, it's a treasure trove if you ever get burglarized, because the police will love you when you have photos of the stuff that you lost that they can go around to pawn shops and stuff and compare and say, ah, that's that guy's stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's
several reasons
to do this. So,
yeah.
Now you touched on something else very briefly, and it's one of the reasons I called was to talk a little bit about flood insurance, because springtime is also flood time in Oklahoma. And the general rule of thumb is if you don't know whether or not you have flood insurance, chances are really good that you don't, because it is not part of a standard homeowner's policy, period, the end. Kind of explain what the National Flood Insurance Program is.
Yeah, so the NFIP is the National Flood Insurance Program, and it really is part of our government, our federal government structure. And it is to provide flood insurance to folks that need flood insurance. And I think, to your point, there, you know, even if you're not in a floodplain, there are opportunities for your places to flood. And so it's the avenue, it's the only avenue at this point to purchase flood insurance for your home. Now, if you have a mortgage, if you're in a floodplain and your traditional situation, getting a mortgage to a bank, they're going to require you to have flood insurance at your closing. So you have your homeowner's insurance, plus you have your flood insurance. And that would be a requirement by the bank.
Do most people live in a floodplain in Tulsa? Because we've got that big old river going right through town.
Yeah, I think, I mean, a lot of folks are. And, you know, that term, the 100-year flood, we talked about that earlier. That's a bit of a misnomer, but you know, there are a lot of folks that are. I know even in my own neighborhood, you know, we've got a creek that goes through our neighborhood that, you know, when you look at that 100-year flood level, it's substantially higher, you know, or not substantially higher, but it is at a level that you may not think it would be. And I'm thinking, well, there's nothing in our area to be concerned about, but indeed there would be. And the event of a flood of that creek. So I can't quote you the numbers as far as in the floodplain. I can say that through the NFIP, there's just over, well, I don't think it's 3,500, but maybe 3,200 policies in Oklahoma. So that's it with about $600 million of insurance in force on just short of 3,500 policies people out of Oklahoma currently have through the NFIP.
And gosh, only 3,500 policies seems low to me. But we have a world-class flood mitigation program in Tulsa, one that yes. people literally from around the globe come to study. As a result of the flooding back in the mid-'80s, I think it was 1984.
Right. Yeah, well, it was a disaster that was here, and they spent a lot of money to address that, and it has worked quite well.
It has indeed. And then the other sort of tangential topic to that is earthquake insurance. And unfortunately, we're seeing the earthquake wave sort of abate a little bit, but we're still seeing a lot of tremblers, not here in Tulsa, but it could certainly happen. And that's another piece of homeowners insurance that doesn't exist unless you specifically put it on there, correct?
Right. Very much like the flood, that the standard homeowners policy or renters policy excludes earthquake coverage and flood. And most companies out there will allow you to add a rider onto your policy to cover the earthquake, and it's really not all that expensive. I know myself added it on my policy maybe a half a dozen years ago, maybe 5 years ago. But the good news is that the Corporation Commission has stepped in and addressed some of that, and really was able to trace a lot of that activity to the disposal wells. Yep. And by limiting what can be disposed down there, they've reduced the number of earthquakes by 80%. I talked to one of the Corporation Commission members just not too long ago, and he told me that it was at that level at this point that we were down from an activity of earthquakes down 80%. But the risk is still there, and it is excluded from your homeowner's policy.
All righty. So besides, you know, you said Monday you're having a news conference to talk about, you know, the Get Ready program. What else is going on in the insurance department that folks need to know about that's new or coming around the pike?
Well, right now we are in the middle of our senior protection summits. They used to be called senior fraud summits, and really they're meetings out in the communities spread across the state. I think we've currently got three of them that we've done. We've got two more to go. We had them in Tulsa, Oklahoma City, Mustang, Owosso, and Duncan, those five senior protection summits. But it's really just an opportunity, a few hours, for seniors to come out and learn about how to protect themselves. Seniors are particularly vulnerable to fraud, whether that's phone calls or mail pieces or things like that. And so in an effort to help them protect themselves against fraud, we've hosted, and then previously Commissioner Doak before me had the senior protection summit. So we're kind of right in the middle of that. And that's about it. The biggest piece right now is really with storm season coming. In fact, I got an email today I was just trying to pull it up as I talked to you, but it's looking, this was from, the big weather guys, NOAA here in Norman, and next week is looking not too good from a storm standpoint. Things are lining up, and so the timing of that's kind of interesting with our Get Ready campaign launching Monday. But they look out ahead a full week or so, and so they can see that, with the amount of moisture in the Gulf and the weather patterns and this is that, that we're seeing what is typically early May setup weather for some potentially serious storms. Now, it's a little bit early to tell that, but the things are lining up for next week, and I'm trying to read that right now. I think they were talking specifically kind of Tuesday, Wednesday of next week.
Well, early May is definitely seems to be the worst, at least in recent years. Although, interestingly, I saw a map that the chief meteorologist at Fox 23, James Adelot, put up the other day. Oklahoma's really only had one tornado so far this year, which is incredible. They're getting hammered further to our south and east, and climatologists and meteorologists are starting to see Tornado Alley sort of shift east.
Shift.
Which is good news for Oklahoma.
Yeah. I don't think I haven't seen that data, but I know anecdotally it has seemed like things have shifted east from us, which we're okay with that.
So. Yeah, not going to complain. And if we can get those earthquakes corralled, we're going to be in good shape here.
Yeah, we've still had our share of hail events, especially just in the last 30 days here. We've had some pretty serious hail situations. Those can really do some damage.
They absolutely can. And don't kid yourself, straight line winds can too. So they can take down power lines and trees and blow roofs off. And yeah, we got all kinds of ways to damage you with wind in Oklahoma.
You asked what's going on with the insurance department. We are focused on sort of embracing Governor Stitt's campaign of being a top 10 state. So we are, putting things in place and really trying to figure out how do we measure that from the insurance department standpoint. How do we become a top 10 insurance department? So we've embraced that and we're working towards that.
So, how do you? I mean, we've always been towards the top of the list in uninsured motorists. There's something I think you could go after. We're pretty high on the list of Oklahomans without health insurance, so that might be something you could look at. So are those some of the things that you're considering and trying to figure out ways to address?
Well, not those things specifically. More on the, on our end, it's more about from a service standpoint. And, I think too, I would focus a lot on the, on free market competition. And so, how many choices out there? I campaigned a lot talking about more choices for Oklahomans. I believe that, competition, drives down costs and increases efficiencies and, encourages innovation, that sort of thing. And so I think one of the bigger things we can do is try to attract more companies here to do business and offer their products. And so when it comes to, I don't care if it's homeowners or auto, whatever, too, that's something we always encourage folks. If I have someone grab me at church and say, gosh, my rates just went up, my car insurance is killing me. I mean, the first thing I tell them is go shop around. There's a lot of other carriers out there. So it's a competitive market. And I think some of those things we might do some measurables, some data on as far as, what kind of choices do you have per capita for some of the different product lines, that sort of thing. So how many people are actually buying the insurance coverage is a little bit tougher for us to manage or impact, but we want to try to stay focused on what can we do at the insurance department to measure, with our peers, if you will, the other 50 states.
Oklahoma Insurance Commissioner Glenn Mulready. Special thanks to KRMG's Russell Mills for the interview. This is Oklahoma Perspective. For Cox Media Group, I'm Bert Williams.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.